I don't see any benefits to my business. Like, this is July and it's drizzling out there. It's fairly grey. It's kind of grim. And that is the weather in Sligo. And I do not believe that people are going to walk down a couple hundred metres from the second car park to grab a coffee, to have lunch. Even if you look at the customer base there, there's elderly people, there's families, you know, everyone's juggling either, you know, like they're juggling a lot to get in the door. And we don't want to have any more like restrictions on them being able to access the seafront and access the businesses on the seafront. I also think the businesses enhance the facility here in Strandhill. If there was nothing open and no business, I don't think Strandhill would be what it is. The reason it's successful, we have hundreds of remote workers who moved here during COVID because Strandhill opens year round. It opens 7 days a week. And if you live here and you're part of the community, you can avail of everything you want every day of the week. And if you compare that, I think it's the most unique seaside town in Ireland. Even Lahinch shuts down in winter, Enniscrone. And all of these places are geared more for tourists. We're here for the local community. And I just think that plan, you know, for 3 weeks in August might be lovely, but it's just not enough. It's not enough for the locals to only want to look after tourists for those 3 weeks. And people who are coming to spend a few hours at the seafront. The idea of parking, walking down, for me is about how much time are you spending here. Some locals come here and they spend 10 minutes. They grab a coffee, they say hello and they go again. They're not going to add 5 minutes to the time walking up and down to the car park just to grab a coffee. And that's a daily pleasure for them, and also it ensures our business is functional. We currently employ over 30 people. We have a very diverse group of workers here. Of that, probably 70% are full-time year-round employees. Like, that's a huge job creation for this area. And I would imagine we'd be closing in the winter if this goes ahead. And I think there's a lot of job loss there. And like, you're going to have a dead community.
Yeah, because some people are saying it's going to kill the spirit of Strandhill. Like, you do agree?
Oh, I totally agree. You know, I just think that access is key for any business and for any area. Access, people want access. There's a whole beach to walk on. There's huge facilities here that you can go and spread out and enjoy the Strandhill community and the beaches and the walks. But you need to access them directly, which is the seafront. That it is a car park. That's what it was designed to be. And it's designed for access to the beach and to the village down here at the seafront. So if you take that away, what are you left with? People go elsewhere.